Off the ball.
Rugby.
Of course they care. Some would say no, it's just about winning the Test Series. But is the Lions really all just about winning the Test Series? Or is there a bit of, you know, winning hearts and minds, bringing four nations together?
Yeah. Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Hello and welcome to Monday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up, we'll hear from the victorious English team who were crowned European champions in Switzerland last night. An Irish defender has extended her contract with a top division club. And who have Shelburne brought in to help their European push? But first, substitute Chloe Kelly scored the winning penalty for England, who defended their title and beat world champion Spain 3-1 on penalties in the Euro 2025 final. England had to come back twice in previous rounds to reach the final in Basel and set up a repeat of the 2023 World Cup final in Sydney when Spain came out on top. Mariona Caldente put Spain 1-0 up in the 25th minute, but her Arsenal teammate Alessia Russo equalised for England in the second half with a header of her own from Kelly's cross. Hannah Hampton made several saves in the shootout before Kelly got the dramatic winner after Sama Parejo's miss. It is Serena Wiegmann's third consecutive win at the Euros. She won the 2017 edition with the Netherlands and now back-to-back titles with England. She says there was a special spirit in her squad.
Of course, we have players that have talent, and the togetherness of this team is really, really incredible, but also the belief that we can come back and that we, the players say we can win by any means, and we just never, ever give up.
Russo's second half header will be shown for years to come, and she says she wants to inspire the next generation.
We set that as our mission after 22, and we want to continue that. And hopefully by us performing and winning these games, it shows that, yeah, the growth of the game, the quality of women's football, the quality of the Lionesses, and we're just playing our part, but hopefully it has a lasting impact.
Hannah Hampton says it'll take some time to process their achievements.
Yeah, I don't think it's sunk in yet how it feels, but it's going to take a while. No, it feels lovely right now, but I think it'll feel even better in a couple of days. Yeah. Seem real, does it sound real?
Lucy Bronze revealed she played the entire Euros with a fractured leg.
Found out after the Portugal game, but I knew I was in a lot of pain at the end of the season. Found out, and yeah, everybody, all England players knew, and Serena knew, and I'll do anything to play for England. I've always said that.
The 33-year-old started all six of England's games. Bronze was seen earlier in the tournament strapping support on herself to carry on playing. The defender has played more consecutive tournament football for England than any other player. West Ham have announced that defender Jessie Stapledon has signed a contract extension with the club. The 20-year-old has agreed a two-year deal and will now spend next season on loan at Nottingham Forest, who were in the WSL 2 after their promotion from the Northern Premier Division. The Ireland international was crowned Young Women's International Player of the Year in June, spent last season with Sunderland. The Ballyfermot-born defender has played twice with the Hammers since she moved from Shelburne in 2023. She made 23 appearances for Sunderland last season and scored 2 goals. She told West Ham's in-house media team she's delighted to commit her long-term future to the club.
Yeah, I'm delighted. Obviously, I've been here. This is my tour year now. And it's an honour to get another contract, but I'm delighted to just keep working and make a step in the team. Obviously, I've been on loan the past couple of years, but I think the development that the club want me to do and how helpful they are on and off the pitch with me, and obviously I see my future at West Ham, so it was a no-brainer.
Shelburne have signed Sean Moore from West Ham on a multi-year contract subject to international clearance. The highly rated 19-year-old arrives at Talca Park after a spell in England with the Premier League club's under-21 squad. Moore first broke onto the scene with Cliftonville in the Irish League. He was included in the Team of the Year in the 22-23 season, when he also won the NI Football Writers Association Young Player of the Year award. Moore was a regular for West Ham's development side during the first half of last season, and he capped off an impressive year by making his debut for the Ireland under-21s in a friendly against Sweden in November. He's the third signing of the summer for Shells after Jack Henry Francis and Vessel Spale, who already joined the league champions.
What a start to the new season. Shelburne 3 as the lights go out at Talca Park. I hope we're still on air. All the floodlights have gone off. Somebody go and find themselves a generator, because that right now, though, is the only thing that can stop Shelburne.
Damien, would you tuck me if I said Shelburne were electric?
Excuse the pun. Would you punch me if I said there's a light and it never goes out by the Smiths? Because that's Shelburne Football Club. You can kick us down, beat us down, turn our lights off, we'll always put them back on.
Bayern Munich have agreed a €75 million deal to sign Liverpool's Luis Diaz. Diaz is currently in Tokyo with Arne Slot's squad on their pre-season tour, but Liverpool have given the Colombian permission to travel and complete his move to the German champions in the next 24 hours. Earlier this summer, Liverpool rejected an offer worth €67.5 million from Bayern for Diaz, but talks resumed over a deal for the 28-year-old. Liverpool have already let Jarrell Kwanzaa, Kevin Keller, Trent Alexander-Arnold and Nat Phillips leave this summer, and there's sure to be more to follow. Diaz was contracted until June 2027, but he had made it clear that he wants to leave the Anfield club this summer. Slot confirmed on Saturday he was left out of the friendly against AC Milan due to discussions over his future. Meanwhile, Newcastle are expecting to receive a formal offer from Liverpool for the 25-year-old striker Alexander Isak this week. Isak won't report to the Newcastle squad in their pre-season tour of the Far East as he tries to force a move away from the League Cup champions. Chelsea are closing in on a deal to sign Yoel Hatto from Ajax. An agreement between the clubs has yet to be reached, but according to David Ornstein of The Athletic, a compromise is expected in the coming days with the deal worth around €40 million. Personal terms are already in place for the 19-year-old Netherlands international defender. Chelsea opened discussions with Ajax over a move for Hatto earlier this month. Arsenal had previously identified Hatto as a defensive target in January 2024 before he signed the new five-year contract with Ajax last summer. He's made 111 first-team appearances for Ajax. He was even the captain of the team, featured primarily as a left back last season, but he also played as a centre back. Chelsea have already signed Liam Delap, João Pedro and Jamie Gittens this summer, along with the arrivals of players and pre-existing agreements, including Estevo, Dario Sugo, Mamadou Sarr and Kendry Páez. Manchester United have entered the race for PSG and France forward Randall Colomwani, who PSG have already rejected a bid from Juventus for earlier this summer. Chelsea are also believed to be interested. Despite Manchester City moving closer to a deal for goalkeeper James Trafford, they could add a third goalkeeper to their squad this window. Pep Guardiola has already brought in Marcus Bettinelli, and now City have been linked with a move for PSG's Gianluigi Donnarumma as his protracted contract negotiations stall. As well as that, the European champions have agreed a deal to sign the highly rated Lille goalkeeper Lucas Chevalier for €40 million. Meanwhile, Burnley want English goalkeeper Sam Johnson from Wolves as a replacement for the outgoing Trafford. Aston Villa are set to rival AC Milan at Newcastle for England striker Dominic Calvert-Lewin, who's a free agent after leaving Everton. Leeds have made a second bid of €32 million for Feyenoord's 25-year-old Brazilian winger Igor Paixão.
Arrogant perhaps is a fair word, and conceited certainly. I'm conceited in respect of having got a side like Derby from where we were,
certainly,
and worked bloody hard for 4 years and got them to where we are now. Now, I know I've not won a championship or anything like that, but you know, if Malcolm Allison and Don Revie are not proud, conceited, call it what you like about their achievements, I think there's something the matter with them. I think conceit and arrogance is part of a man's makeup. Perhaps I've got too much.
Wolves are pursuing a deal for Morocco attacker Amin Adli, but Bayer Leverkusen will demand a fee of €30 million. Al Nassr have agreed a deal to sign João Félix from Chelsea. The Saudi Pro League club will pay €30 million up front, with add-ons taking the total valuation to €50 million. Félix spent the second half of last season on loan with AC Milan. The Serie A club paid the full wages with a €5.5 million loan fee package, but there was no option to make the move permanent. Al Nassr finished third in the Saudi Pro League last season. They were 13 points behind the champions Al Ittihad. And Xabi Alonso is looking for a clear out at Real Madrid. Rodrigo seems to be top of the list, and the latest team interested in the Brazilian winger are Tottenham after missing out on Morgan Gibbs-White. Arsenal and Liverpool might also be convinced to make an offer for him as well. Meanwhile, Endrick, David Alaba, Dani Ceballos and Ferlan Mendy are also set to be made available. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back with more tomorrow.
First tweet says, dudes can literally just sit around and name old sports players and just have the best time.
Bring on Timmy Cahill.
Timmy!
What a player he was, by the way. Loved the header. Oh, my God, that guy was good in the air.
And the Ibrahim Diaz. Oh. What a player he was, by the way. Foden.
Ider Elgerson.
Oh, yeah.
What a player he was, by the way.
But like Marco Branco came, he was unbelievable. But...
What a player he was.
It is the same Rui Costa, Broads. It is. Absolute icon. AC Milan icon, man. What a player he was, by the way.
Auntie Nemi.
Hi. He was finished.
Not finished. He's only 28.
No, not finished. He's from Finland.
And what a player he was, by the way, obviously. But he was finished.
He's Scottish.
No.
Oh, I thought he was Scottish.
David Suka, what a player he was, by the way.
David, yeah. Oh. David Suka. Oh.
There's another little debate to be had here because a friend of the show, Joe Cole, what a player he was, by the way.
N'Golo Kante, what a player he was, by the way.
Puskas Arena, what a player he was, by the way.
Whelan caught it on the volley.
What a player he was. But he does shin that one a bit.
How dare you? How dare you?
And then we signed Stan Collymore, and what a player he was, but he was just a loophead. Great lad.
Kanu. Someone's mentioned Kanu. I don't think I can do Kanu, but what a player he was, though, wasn't he?
Diaz alongside him, though. What a player he was, Al. What some great blocks.
Zola would be a great player if he could still. What a player he was. You know, Mark Noble would be good. Jack Wilshere.
Wilshere when he was at Arsenal. Cazorla, what a player he was, Al.
To Matt Lawrence, what a player he was alongside Jockey Hansen.
Well, what a player he was. Oh, no, what a player he was. He could play.
You know, John Monker, what a player he was, by the way.
Then you go a little bit further on, Gerrard, what a player he was.
Dean Ashton, what a player he was, by the way.
If that's the best you can do, then the answer is definitely no.
Jansen, Tilio Lombardo.
Cue music.
Not the Lombardo. Lombardo.
What
a player he was, by the way, Lombardo.
Magnificent. What a player he was.
Yeah. That's who I really thought was unbelievably good. I played against him. Lufa Mateus. What a player he was, by the way.
Rule Fox. What a player he was, by the way. He was a top player.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.